Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Speaking of soul. So whenever we do classic crossover, right?
Yeah.
It becomes apparent to me how, not just him, but generally, people live in their own world.
Mm-hmm.
And in their own silos.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you don't interact with another part of society, different demographic, even a different race group, you may be oblivious to things that happen in their world.
Oh, true.
So yesterday, Mom Keezer's house was raided mm-hmm. by SARS officials, but also with the cops.
Just before the KZN Derby.
Yeah. And the reports are that she owes no less than 37 million. And if you're following this story, about a month and a half ago, there's an advocate who was representing SARS who was shot in KZN. And this advocate was representing SARS, particularly on the matter concerning her. Now, what I don't know is whether this advocate was representing SARS on any other matter, or in fact, if this advocate has ever taken instruction on any other matter that doesn't have to do with SARS. Because that'll inform whether or not this assassination attempt has anything to do with this particular case or any other case. Or maybe it's just coincidence. I don't know. You decide for yourself. What we do know, though, is that she is currently being investigated by SARS. And that matter is to the point where they found fit to raid her house.
Guys, I mean, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Didn't she at some point take SARS to court and then win that case? Like, how did we get here?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked that because it's a good question. So a relationship between a person and SARS is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I can be compliant today.
Yeah.
Because I paid SARS everything that I owe them this year.
Yeah.
Next year is another year.
Okay.
Yeah, next year is another year. Now I need to be compliant then.
Okay. So it's not there, the same case.
No, it's not the same case. So what happened there was, again, they thought that she owed money. They seized her assets, including her cars. She took the mess to court. She won. And they had to pay her out.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. This is now another tax season.
Okay.
Yeah. We also understand, although not from a verifiable source, but there are rumors that her daughter-in-law actually tried to stop the cops from going into the house. And as a result, she was apprehended. So the cops took her with. And then people started saying, well, it's a bit strange because we never see any white people, for example, being harassed by SARS in this manner. And then they even went on to say, we never see any white people being harassed by the SIU in this manner. Which then brings us to that point I started off with about different demographics, and different worlds.
Hmm.
Is that a valid argument to bring up in a country where, by the way, white people make up less than 10% of the population?
Mm.
Got to keep that in mind. Generally speaking, at face value, it would seem that majority of the people who are at odds with SARS are not white people.
Well, on some level, would it not be because we got rid of magazines such as You magazine? To be honest, Mina, that's how I got to know what was happening. They are no longer there. So how are we going to know what is happening?
It's because she's in the public eye. That's why.
Do you get what I mean?
Yes, that's exactly. Actually the important fact that it does happen. The SIU would raid anybody. I don't think they decide which race to perhaps go after. But in this instance, I think because she's a public figure, everything that has to do with her would find itself in the public space. That's all.
Somebody else then said, it's because black people usually flaunt their wealth. Whereas white people, maybe not so much.
Itanazi.
Yeah.
No, itanazi. They just flaunt their wealth differently.
Yeah.
But flaunt their wealth,
they do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if you know this, but SARS actually has different departments. Mm. They've got people that are just assigned to investigate what they call inconspicuous spending.
Okay.
So if they see you at a restaurant or at a club popping bottles, they will make notes of that. They'll be like, oh, okay, we saw him Paul popping what seemed like 13 bottles going at about 2,000 rand each. Leo Maleo is about 260,000 zishap, you know, whatever it is.
Mm.
They also will look at cars randomly at a parking lot, at a mall, and they'll jot down the number plates, and they'll go there and they'll run these number plates to see who this car belonged to, how was it bought, etc. and so on. There is a lot of procedure that people do not follow, even in something like a simple transaction, even if the money is not ill-gotten gains, right? If you buy a car using money from a business account, for example, then you register this car in your personal name.
Of course.
Big problem, that one.
Yes.
You know? And sometimes you find that maybe people either don't know or they just think, I'll get away with this.
But remember, there was a point where there was a huge uproar when SARS started following people on social media. And people were like, blokani. It's like, even if you block them, doesn't mean that they don't know what's happening in your life.
100%. Just because SARS is following you on the SARS account doesn't mean Paul now, who works at SARS, is not following you either.
Exactly.
It's her job to follow you. Now, this is where it gets very intricate now. Because if Paul is a black woman, what are the chances that Paul is going to follow Marika van die Heerwe?
You see?
No, but they would still. They would still. No, if it's part of the job and they're on your radar, you would be assigned certain individuals because over time,
there would have been...
But the point is, Marika wouldn't be on Impo's radar because Impo, her algorithm doesn't show her what's going on.
Yes.
What these SARS officials will do is, you just happen to be at the same spot, and then they go, how? Fundo, what sort of car is that? You see? But now, you're not at the Hog, for
you
example.
You know what I mean?
You don't see Marika pulling up in whatever she pulls up in.
But surely SARS should have a Marika, you know, who's looking for a Marika.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Ukuthi a Marika would be looking for a Marika, but Mpo is not going to be looking at a Marika. No. So we're not even going to know what Marika is getting up to. So it still comes back to when you're not exposed to a particular world, then you don't know what's happening in that world. And it might seem as though your world is compromised. But gashle, it's just because you really never know what's happening on the other side of the fence.
I still believe SARS is probably getting a lot of the other race, white people. We just don't know of it, again, because some of them are not in the public space. I'm sure if we had to go and sit in court and look at the number of commercial law cases there, you'd find that most of the time it's not of our race. Just that these people are very private. So they are being penalized continuously. I'm sure it's happening all the time.
Outside of privacy, the one thing I have learned about the other race, they protect one another. They are very least likely to bring your scandals out in public. Tina, if I find out today that your car has been repossessed, guess what? Mfundo, a thread.
Okay, well, also, here's another thing. So it's not even about the other race protecting each other, because when the matter goes to court, right, as soon as court papers are filed, that's public information.
It is, but how are you going to know unless you're following that kind of information?
So give us a shout again. This is now the bone of contention. Do you feel like institutions such as the SIU, institutions such as SARS, when, in your opinion, do they go after everybody without fear or favor, or do you feel like there's some kind of a bias? If you feel like there's a bias, tell us why you feel that way. This is now without getting into Mom Keys's personal case, which I will admit is looking very dubious. But shots have been fired, and I don't feel like getting shot today, so.
Hey, Bafetu. I understand you. To SARS, you take them to court, you win. Next year, so Mom Keys, that was a bad decision on her behalf. But yeah,
I definitely can't say it's a bad decision. You must always enforce your legal rights. It doesn't matter who it is. Even the president himself, Masak Pedele, you must sue him. And don't think twice.
Mpo's argument to say white people flaunt their wealth is dead in the water for me. They don't flaunt like Bo Mamkize, who will drive six cars to Konka at the same time. That is now flaunting for sure and rubbing it in the faces of black people, abahluphekayo eSoweto.
Ah, me driving my cars is rubbing it in your face. I'm driving my cars.
Convoy yonke.
No, but where do you feature what I choose to do with my money?
We don't feature anywhere. SARS does.
Yeah, but
and where will it feature?
Yeah, but you can't say me driving my car is flaunting wealth in your face. It's not about you.
Ask Mfundo about people that do convoys and cars.
I hear all that, and that's not my argument. My argument is you can't say someone using their own property is to flaunt to you and your poverty. It's not about you.
I hear you.
Whites have a media power, financial power. They capture the judiciary. So you're likely not to see their scandals be exposed because they are united. It's true that black people snitch on each other and they enjoy when one is going down because the fellow black has been flaunting their ill-gotten wealth on us. So when they go down, it gives us some sort of a daily scandal to go by.
Well, let us know what your thoughts. I mean, there's still lots of voice notes to go through.
SARS and SIU, they are being fair in everything, like investigation and stuff. They are fair. There is a reason what is morning at sea, they are only following black people a lot. It's because first is the population, like Caesar said. It's easy for you, and then the white people, they are only 2%. Secondly, white people, they are old in this money game, so they know the tricks. They know how to get away with these things.
Yeah, you see, now that's also a very fair point. Generally, everything requires a track record, right? And because of the nature of wealth in this country, when a white person comes up and they've got 200 million in their account, people don't think twice about it because they think, okay, must be generational wealth. When a black person does it, then all of a sudden they look closer into it because how did you amass so much wealth in only 30 years of democracy? You see?
Personally, I think there's no race thing here. Idla uvale umlomo uzodlala mnandi without any looks from anybody. Everybody flaunts from different areas of color. It's just that depends on where you stay and who you hang around with. Hambi Cape Town yovona abelungu benzana ubheke ukuthi abelungu abaye court bangakanani.
Yeah, no, I want to khuluma iqiniso man. Thina with the king asaziveza kakhulu kulezi nto. That's why sisinaka esaziveza. But another thing, my experience with white people, I mean, those guys, most of them, not all of them, they follow law to the core. I mean, intezincane isifana neinsurance. I mean, I've seen black people babhadala insurance for a few months and then baphume, but still loyo muntu usesenemali ukudlala athenga amabhodlela serious. So when it comes to SARS, they follow up. Bayafaka belungu. Hey, thina bodaki, yo, yo, yo. Hey, eish, 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 eish.
Msizwan, uzufakile uzozikhipha. IsiNgisi sithi the loudest in the room is the weakest. If she didn't flaunt everything like this, SARS wouldn't be on her back. Like Mpos saying, by flaunt abelungu mara, they flaunt different. Angeke ubone babalandelela kanje. Take Patrice Motsepe for instance. Asikaze sezwa ukuthi hey, tax evasion, hey, SARS on his back. Yeah, now when Zangano, why don't they learn from the best?
I believe that it's true. White people heavily protect each other and cover each other against the criminalities, especially corruption, maladministration, and money laundering that they do to a point of helping each other skip the country. Case in point, my case, my house broken into. A white woman working for FNB Bank, administering my account, help other white people and other black people to commit crimes, commercial crimes, using my details. SARS comes after me, long and short of the whole thing. Today I'm suffering with no food on my table because of that crime that involved white people who are very good at covering each other. So the police knows in SARS that if you have a white person in whatever criminal activities you're doing, chances of being found are very slim.
The reason why it might seem like SARS focuses, they zoom in on black people, is because Abo Mariki, like they said, that they flaunt their wealth differently. Umarike is going to drive an old Skodong Taz. You're not going to follow her. But she's got a house in Hartebees, she's got a house in Zimbali, she's got a house in Cape Town, in George. She's got houses, she's got yachts, everything, everywhere. But Tina, I am going to just do that convoy, you know, and that forces them to just, I draw attention. So I think it's partly that as well.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.